Only two entrances to the state capitol were open, and both were flanked by officers. Inside, there was a bomb-sniffing dog, and legislative chambers were locked and guarded. Members of the public who wanted to watch the proceedings from the gallery had to empty their pockets and go through a metal detector. Those standing in line for weapon screening had mixed opinions about the increased security. Cindy Rose, a retired school teacher from Portage, who thought it was excessive, stressing that she and other union supporters have been peaceful.
I really feel that it's necessary because there hasn't been any violence, but I think that's part of the hype on the Republican part.
Kiefer Stenzing, a UW-Madison student, worried whether his own protest sign, Kill the Bill, might possibly spark violence.
I think that killing the bill is probably a good idea. I don't know if I agree with the phrase, kill the bill. I think it's a little bit violent, and I'm kind of concerned that the tension here might break at some point.
500 law enforcement officers from around the state helped secure the Capitol. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.